Well, we have a festival to talk about. We have amazing art to talk about. And I thought we were just going to have a wonderful conversation about the Gilfeather Turnip Festival, which is going on as we speak. On the line with me, a volunteer for the Gilfeather Turnip Festival and the Wardsboro Public Library, Anita Raphael. Anita, nice to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to talk about my favorite turnip.
You're everybody's favorite turnip, isn't it?
Well, it's the official state vegetable since 2016, so I guess it's everybody's favorite turnip.
I think so. Just in case there's somebody that doesn't know all about the Gilfeather turnip, tell us about it.
Well, the Gilfeather turnip has a mystery stuck to it, and we'd someday like to solve that mystery. And the question is it really a rutabaga, or is it some unusual, actual kind of hybrid turnip? And we know that it was grown in Wardsboro in the early 1900s by a farmer named John Gilfeather, and so it's called the Gilfeather turnip.
Mm-hmm.
And he never said where he got the turnip. He never said if he was the one who hybridized it, or if he had found some seed somewhere, or if somebody gave him some seeds. So there's a mystery as to its origins, which we have not solved yet.
Well, we love a mystery, and, you know, lesser things have had festivals built around them. So it's the state vegetable. It is. It has a little romance, a little mystery to it, so why not? And let's have a festival. It's the Gilfeather Turnip Festival. How long has this festival been going on?
This year will be our 21st year, and we're sort of rebuilding the festival from the years when we could not have it during the pandemic.
Yes.
And the first, you know, year after the pandemic, we sort of had a mini event, and then the next year we had another mini event. So this year we're slowly trying to rebuild the festival back to what it was, you know, before 2019.
Right. And it all benefits the Wardsboro Public Library. And
yes, this is the library's biggest fundraiser. A lot of people don't know that the state of Vermont does not directly fund public libraries. In most states, every public library gets a little stipend from their state, but in Vermont, there's no direct funding. So that leaves towns who have a public library on their own to raise all the funds for their library. And we don't like to raise it from taxpayers. We like to raise it by having great community events and fundraisers. And so this event for 21 years, this will be their 21st year, is the library's biggest fundraiser.
That, you know, it's so Vermont-y though, Anita. I mean, you almost... I hear what you're saying, and I feel your pain, but, you know, we almost wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, you know, people don't realize how expensive it is to run a library.
For sure.
Not just the staff, but the cost of books and operations and programming. So we are very grateful that the community comes together to support this event. And we have a great sponsorship with the 802 Credit Union. They help with a big part of our marketing expense. The Vermont Department of Agriculture has helped with some advertising expense. So with two sponsors, with dozens of volunteers, we put this festival together. And it's all focused on honoring this turnip that was grown by this farmer in Wardsboro, you know, 100 years ago.
It's really going to be a lot of fun. It's all day long on Main Street in Wardsboro. And it is going on as we speak. It's in tents. It's under tents, which is, I think, a good move given the weather for this weekend.
Maybe.
But we're going to have fun T-shirts and mugs and talks and games and activities and things like this. And the famous Gilfeather turnip soup.
Yes, this soup is amazing. It's a very rich, creamy soup.
Mm.
It was created especially for the festival by a chef who used to be the owner and chef at the Four Columns Inn in Newfane years ago, Chef Greg Parks. And he created this recipe. And over the past few days, we've been peeling turnips like mad, 500 pounds or so, and chopping them up and making this soup. We make it ourselves in the kitchen at the town hall, and so it was just like a big party to get everybody together and create this you know, soup. And we're also having a tastings menu of little tastings of scallop turnips and turnip dishes that people can, you know, get just a tasting of. And but the soup is really the highlight. Oh, there's turnip donuts and turnip muffins, too.
Turnip donuts. I'm driving to Wardsboro just for a turnip donut, Anita.
They're really good.
This is really something unique. Now, there's recipes for the turnip soup. This is not a secret recipe, so you can make the turnip soup yourself. What else is in there besides the turnip and cream?
Well, like most great recipes that have a lot of flavor, it starts with a base of sautéed onions with butter, tons and tons of butter. So that buttery onion base, and then, you know, the chopped turnips. And we make we don't use chicken broth because we know that some people are vegan or vegetarian. So we use a vegetable broth in it rather than using a chicken broth if somebody doesn't want to have any meat product. And so it comes out just as good. And then at the very end, just before serving it, we add the cream to it. So the cream is especially rich and fresh. And it's such a simple recipe. It's online. You can find it on our website. And it's in our cookbook that we sell. And it's delish. It's like a stick to your ribs.
Sounds so good with some nice bread. Oh, my gosh.
No, with a turnip donut.
Oh, you have the turnip donut with the soup. I had no idea, Anita. I'm new at this game. It's my first Gilfeather Turnip Festival, so I'm learning. I'm learning as we go along here. It sounds so good. You know, the recipe sounds similar to the garlic soup that they made for years and years and years in Bristol. With the creaminess, I mean, garlic, the main ingredient, garlic and turnip, are mutually exclusive, but it, I'm sure that it is as hearty and rich and addictive as that.
Well, it's very sweet, and then the sweetness doesn't come from the cream. It comes from the turnips themselves. One of the unique characteristics of the Gilfeather turnip is its sweetness. You know how, like, sometimes you bite into a regular turnip and there's that little acrid taste,
yes,
kind of a
exactly.
bitterness?
Yes, exactly, 100%.
This turnip does not have any bitterness to it. It's as sweet as an apple. And so that sweetness in the soup with the richness of the cream and then that little just zing from the onion, it's really good.
It sounds so good. I have to get Chef Tony at the Wayberry Inn to start making this because they make amazing soups at the Wayberry Inn. So I'm sure we could get this into the rotation. But we're talking about the Gilfeather Turnip Fest with Anita Raphael. It is going on as we speak in the town of Wardsboro, just north of Mount Snow. 850 souls reside there. But this weekend, everybody heads to Wardsboro for the Gilfeather Turnip Festival.
Yep, the hours are 10 to 2, and we hope to see everybody, and we've made huge cauldrons of soup, so we hope everybody gets a taste.
Oh, it sounds so good. And you can just you can search for Gilfeather Turnip Festival and find out all the information. Diggin' VT has a great article. There were several articles about the Gilfeather Turnip Festival that came out in the last week or two. So you'll be able to find plenty of information. And just hurry up, because you don't have a lot of time to get there today and help raise funds for the trustees of the Wardsboro Library. And
yes, please come. Well, I'd be happy to see you.
You bet. And buy some Gilfeather Turnip merch, you'll have a lasting souvenir.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to talk about my favorite turnip.